Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
My name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest man alive. To the outside world, I'm an ordinary forensic scientist. But secretly, with the help of my friends at Star Labs, I fight crime and find other metahumans like me. I hunted down the man who killed my mother, but in doing so, I opened up our world to new threats. And I am the only one fast enough to stop them. I am The Flash.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to the season finale of The Flash. We're going to be talking about the finale episode called The Race of His Life. I finally watched it. I watched it earlier today while my son was watching YouTube videos. It aired May 24th, I believe, on the CW. Don't forget, people, if you want to check out some of my past recap shows, a couple of spots, got everything submitted to iTunes. So if you go to iTunes and search Talking the Flash, you will find everything there. Or you can go to audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike, and everything is there as well. So I've got my notes. I've got my phone here because I'm actually going to attempt to read some of the other fellow Flash lovers. From good shows. If you're a fan of the past TV Tag and Get Glue, you can get on the App Store and download Good Shows. Got it for the iPhone and for Android now. So excited, man! This season finale, holy crap balls! This was a good, and I just realized again how good it was when I just watched it again before sitting down with you guys. So I've seen it twice. And man, that ending. But I'll get to it in a few. Couple of big giant bombs with little bombs. Definitely, it was crazy how this episode started. I mean, straight from where Barry's dad is dead because of Zoom. But man, when that happened, and I was, I mean, it ended. You knew something was going to happen last episode. So great chase, the Flash and Zoom fighting it out. That was awesome. And I did not expect Zoom 3. Jesus Christ. There's so many time warp, crossover, time travel from other Earths and blah, blah, blah. But man, I did not expect Zoom, let's just call him Zoom 3 or the real Zoom. I don't know, to come in and kill Zoom, the one that, yeah, you get what I'm talking about. But my mouth dropped. I was like, what the hell is going on? I'm so glad I don't do drugs or drink alcohol because I would be so lost if I was messed up watching this show. But that was a big, giant moment. Little moment, still a little bomb. I was very surprised that the crew locked up the Flash. Now, I could see where he was a little unbalanced to do the race and everything else. But I was very surprised. I was like, wait a second, you guys can't do this without him. Zoom is going to take all y'all out. So this is the first time I agreed with Wally. Anybody that's been listening to my past shows, I haven't been a full fan of Wally, but in this episode, he really turned it up for me, and I like him now. So I'm curious to see what's going to happen with him, because next season, you know, he got hit with the particular accelerator juices stuff. Is he going to have powers? I saw something on Kinda Sorta on the Flash Facebook page. Is he, or something online? Is he going to be a speedster? I don't know. I don't look at stuff. I don't read ahead because I like to be surprised when I watch it. So I know some of y'all are like, hey, dummy. Well, I don't. I just want to enjoy it for the first time. So I'm curious to see how that's going to happen in the next season. What else? I thought the end, that was just awesome. The race, this Flash splitting in two, I did not see that after. But, you know, it's funny because watching the second time, I was like, it was obvious because Zoom did it. That's how, you stupid Mike. But I didn't even think about it because I was just like, so like, it was just so cool. And then it splits, and then Flash starts whooping his butt, and then you think that's it. You think that he's gonna, you think that he's just gonna let Zoom live, and then all of a sudden Harry Potter Dementors come in, and they kill Zoom and pull his face off and everything else. Those were dope. I love those Harry Potter Dementors in the Flash. They look really cool. So Zoom is dead. So we think, right? I mean, anything could happen. There could be a Zoom 7 or something. But I love the ending. The ending was really dope. Another little bomb. I cannot believe that the man in the iron mask was Barry's dad, which it wasn't Barry's dad, but it was his dad that looked like him. It was like he's the Flash from Earth 3. So, but yeah, that was kind of, I was like with Barry too. I was like, this is so confusing. This is too soon. But because I like Barry's dad. So now we know we have the Flash 3. So I wonder if we're going to see him some more. I don't know, which is going to be kind of odd because then Barry's going to look at him and go, that's my dad, which is going to be very awkward. Jess and Dr. Wells 2 head off back to Earth 2 to help the Flash get back to Earth 3. God, it's so crazy. So I'm wondering, I'm hoping we see more of Dr. Wells. Jess, I know she got some of that particle juice stuff on her, so I'm curious to see what's going to happen with her. But I like Dr. Wells. So I'm hoping he returns. I'm sure he will. Because once all the stuff starts happening with Jess and Wally, I'm sure everyone's going to get the team together. I was very surprised at the end when, Iris is like, I know you've gone through crap, but we could be together. And then I was like, yes, Barry, fine. You know, we got a good ending. It's going to end up good. And then Barry winds up saying, no, it's not you. It's me. And I got to run, and kind of like Forrest Gump. And I've got to run and figure out my stuff before I can commit to you. But she's cool. She's a trooper. And she's like, you know, you waited your entire life for me. And now I will wait for you no matter how long. So at first, when I saw him run into the black hole, I was like, where the hell are you going, the Flash? And then we see where he goes. He goes and helps his mom so his mom doesn't get killed. But then you see the other Flash in the doorway, and then he disappears. Because now I'm worried now, because now that the Flash did this, did he change things? I don't know. I'm telling you, this finale was awesome. I love the finale. This probably, yeah, this season was really, really good. And I'm glad, too, because season one was really good. This one was really, really, really good. Fingers crossed. I'm wondering how they're going to wind up doing the next one. So that's pretty much it, y'all. Great episode. Great season finale. Let me see here. While I'm getting my other people, I got to send big shout-outs. I went on my audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike, and I found out some people have been listening on The Flash. I've been meaning to do this, but shout out to everybody listening in the United States, Russia, Ecuador, Ireland, Spain, Sweden. I think we got some Sweden peeps listening. And let me see here, what else? And India as well. Those are the countries. I do not even want to attempt some of these cities because I will mess it up. Well, you know what the hell? Oshkosh, Porto Viejo, Ashbourne, Sunnyvale, New York, Houston, Monaghan, and Moscow. Oh, that's pretty cool. Shout outs to y'all over there. So if I butchered your names, I'm sorry. I apologize. But now I'm looking at the Good Shows app here, and let's see here. This one is coming from, I'm not going to read. If you want to read all these, I'm going to read the short ones because there's some really long ones. But I don't want to drag this out. But if you go to the Good Shows app and then you type in The Flash, you can see. And then it's cool because you can go in there and you can see what all of us talk about. And then you can like chat with other fans. It's dope. It's really cool. Farhan Rasak says, so damn cool. And then he put the emojicon clapping hands. Barry versus Zoom race. The man in the mask got revealed at the end. RIP timeline 2014-16. So yeah. That was a good one. Holy crap. Hashtag Flashpoint. And then there's some really long ones. Good stuff. Good stuff. And this is one of my favorite, dudes here. He's, cause I love his profile name. Dat Baby Ain't Mine. I love that name. He put, guess what? Barry isn't a little crybaby bitch anymore. Well, sort of, but for the most part, he isn't. He definitely grew some major balls and was able to take Zoom down. Thumbs up like 7 times. So that's from That Baby Ain't Mine. I love that name. So feel free to go there, and I'm going to write my review there and join the conversation, y'all. But that's pretty much it. Great season finale. I'm looking forward to the new season. If anything else pops up that's worth talking about in my world, I'll make sure to put it up here. Don't forget iTunes. Go to iTunes and search Talking the Flash. Subscribe, like, review, whatever. And also don't forget audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. You can find the Flash there, plus other shows. My blog is iWatchMike.com. Twitter, Instagram, Mike the Movie Guy, I Watch Mike on Facebook, and of course, Mike the Movie Guy on Snapchat. So that's pretty much it. Shout out to everybody that's been showing love, you know, the retweeting and the likes and all that stuff. I appreciate it. And I will talk to you soon when the new season arrives. Have a good weekend. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
My name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest man alive. To the outside world, I'm an ordinary forensic scientist. But secretly, with the help of my friends at Star Labs, I fight crime and find other metahumans like me. I hunted down the man who killed my mother, but in doing so, I opened up our world to new threats. And I am the only one fast enough to stop them. I am the Flash.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.